Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into the secret history of the casting couch, to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me tell you about the Teeter Inversion Table. With a Teeter Inversion Table, you simply use gravity and your own body weight to decompress your spine and relieve pressure on your discs and surrounding nerves. I love it. Really feels great. And they're offering a great deal just for you right now. For a limited time, you can get the brand new 2019 Teeter Fit Spine Inversion Table model with bonus accessories and a free pair of gravity boots so you can invert at home or take the boots with you at the gym. Teeter Inversion Tables have thousands of reviews on Amazon and are rated at 4.6 stars. And with this deal, you'll get $150 off when you go to teeter.com/coast. You'll also get free shipping, free returns, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. And there's absolutely no risk to you, so try it out. Remember, you can only get the new 2019 Teeter Fit Spine Inversion Table plus a free pair of gravity boots by going to teeter.com/coast. That's teeter.com/coast.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, William Henry with us. We're going to take your calls with him in a moment. William, alien invasion, not quite what people would think, right?
Exactly. There's two components to this, George. First, and we're going to be talking about technology and artificial intelligence. You have developers of this technology, as I mentioned a moment ago, both on the hardware and software side, who are comparing their creations to summoning the demon and literally using the term alien invasion. And what they're talking about here is that their technology, in the words of one quantum computer developer, Jordy Rose, he said what he created is like an altar to an alien god, that we're standing before these machines that are so different from anything that we've ever conceived before, and that what will come out of them is perhaps even beyond our comprehension, that we're going to start to see the emergence of beings on our planet that are so strange and alien to us that we will think of them as alien-type beings. So that's one aspect of this. The second part of it is what they are doing with this technology in terms of creating a new layer of reality, a blending of our consciousness with a virtual world. We're all familiar with virtual reality, where you put on the glasses and now you're immersed in this fully digital, artificial digital environment. Then you've got augmented reality, which overlays virtual objects on our real world environment. And then what they ultimately are seeking is mixed reality, which not just overlays, but also anchors virtual objects to our real world, so the two worlds are mixed. And what's incredible about this, George, is when you look at the marketing campaigns and what they're rolling out with this technology. For example, Magic Leap is Google's at one time very top secret developer that is creating this mixed reality technology and augmented reality. They just released this month a trailer for their new game, which they call Dr. Grodbort's Invaders.
Jeez.
It lays out, it's basically a robot shooting game that uses Magic Leap's augmented reality technology to bring killer robots into your living room. The game actually uses the walls of your room, your ceilings, and other surfaces to open portals through which, in the story, alien robots invade, ready to be blasted by the player. But what they're also hinting at with this is how this is how these realities are going to be merging, the augmented reality and mixed reality with our reality. And the subliminal message, it's not so subliminal anymore, is that think about it as an alien technology, and that this is how aliens will now be able to invade our reality. Now, go back to Oumuamua. With these Harvard astronomers saying that
again, that's that object out there.
That object out there that they're labeling a von Neumann probe, an artificially intelligent probe that is packed with technology that could potentially create a new civilization. Is it possible? We have to ask, is this how we will start to see the full disclosure of an alien entity? Did they send us this artificial intelligence technology and robot technology that we've been talking about for so long in different myths and traditions, and that will become a full-blown new reality for us? I think it's interesting that Dr. Grodbot, the name of this Magic Leap program, it's actually an anagram for Godbot or God is a robot.
Now,
and that is the message of AR, of AI, and all of this technology, that we will begin to worship a robot god, an alien, artificially intelligent alien entity that will manifest as robots in our world, perhaps as many as 10 billion robots within the next 10 years.
What is fueling this advancement, William? Is it the human mind, or, I mean, what's pushing the progression?
Money, for one thing, and the drive of science to perfect the human body. This is the age-old story. Ever since Adam and Eve were kicked out of the Garden of Eden, this became the motivating incident for all of Judeo-Christian and Islamic civilization, which means about 4 billion people on this planet subscribe to an idea similar to this, that at one time there was a fall of man when Adam and Eve, the archetypal human beings, were evicted from Eden, and we lost our perfection at that moment. And ever since that time, we have been seeking to return to our original state of perfection. The esoteric people say that our original state of perfection was a state of immense light and love, where we were literally non-physical light beings. And after the fall, we were given coats of skin, our human skin. And ever since then, we've been trying to transcend this earthly physical world and return to our original place of light and love. Technologists came along around the 10th or 11th century and started to argue that technology could be used to accelerate that perfection and ultimately accelerate the fulfillment of the prophecy of the second coming of Jesus. And so enfolded within this AI technology development is this idea that we can perfect ourselves, but along the way we've lost sight that we originally were meant to perfect ourselves in a spiritual way, not in a technological way. But perhaps, perhaps we are to blend our spirit and our spirituality with this technology to make it all function and work together.
Does any of this scare you, William?
Oh, tremendously, because, again, I talk with parents all the time, George, face-to-face, who tell me, my son just came home from school today, and they're telling her that she needs to create a cartoon version of herself to live in this simulated reality and to play games with the other children in this simulated reality. And they're confusing. It's very confusing because the technology is taking over. The parents feel like they're losing control of their children. And that is, to me, one of the scariest aspects of this, is that in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, we could see the human race fundamentally and dramatically altered, transformed into cyborgs, and lose everything that we once considered to be our ultimate humanity, our ability to develop our soul and to act as spiritual beings with free will and free choice.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into the secret history of the casting couch, to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.